Welcome to Early Spring. I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome, y'all, to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, March 5th, 2026, and we just heard Classic Y with Romeo and Juliet. Now, if there's Groundhog Day in early February to foretell spring in North America, there's Gyeongchip in Asia to celebrate the new season when everything comes alive. Now, Gyeongchip is one of the 24 seasonal divisions, and it literally means to wake up animals that were hiding or in hibernation. Because Gyeongchip falls around early March, you can start to feel the air getting warmer. And you can certainly hear the frogs, ribbit, ribbit, that have come out of hibernation. Well, maybe they sound a little different these days from the past because researchers say they've discovered that rising temperatures are directly changing the mating calls of male frogs. So, a study focused on the Syrian tree frog living in California. And what they discovered is surprisingly relatable. As ponds warm up due to global warming, male frogs go from slow and sluggish to faster and, well, a little desperate. Now, researchers say frog songs depend heavily on temperature. Warmer water means quicker calls, and guess what? Female frogs actually prefer those faster rhythms. In other words, climate change may be turning up the tempo on frog romance, y'all. And it might even go beyond romance. One researcher noticed and noted that female frogs may even be using these sped-up calls to track seasonal changes, essentially using male frogs as tiny, croaking climate indicators. So, as the planet heats up, the frogs are turning up the heat and their rhythm. It sounds like nature's soundtrack just got a little faster. Well, we have the perfect song for that. It's NCT 127 with Faster. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music for y'all and all you frogs out there. We have High 4 and IU with Not Spring Love, or Cherry Blossom, 봄 사랑, 벚꽃 말고, and then Red Velvet with Feel My Rhythm. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for y'all to take a break from whatever you're doing. That means anything other than breathing. You have to breathe. Make sure to breathe. And then grab that coffee or tea, your water, H2O, whatever it is that you want to be drinking right now. Sip on it as we bring you the information that's hot right now in the world that you might not have known. And if you knew, we're just going to remind you. Now, spring is the perfect season to go exploring. And what better place to discover what life in Korea was actually like than through the ages, than at a museum. Thanks to the popularity of creative content like K-pop Demon Hunters, Korean museums have suddenly become hip and hopping. Last year, the National Museum of Korea alone drew a record 6.5 million people. But here's the twist. Among international visitors, the real standout wasn't Korea's biggest museum. It was actually the National Folk Museum of Korea, which became the most visited museum in Korea by foreign tourists. It wasn't because of its convenient location right next to Gyeongbokgung Palace, but because of its content. Instead of organizing history strictly by dynasty or year, the exhibits revolve around life cycles and seasons, from birth to marriage, one's school years and exams, the harvest, and so on. Even old school textbooks and report cards are on display, something foreign visitors instantly relate to. It's deeply Korean, yet surprisingly universal. And this museum boom isn't limited to Seoul. We have the Puyo National Museum's interactive Baekje Gilt Bronze Incense Burner exhibit that has been drawing attention, as visitors can get a whiff of what it might have smelled like thousands of years ago. And don't forget the rare exhibition of 6 Silla gold crowns in time for the APEC summit in Gyeongju last year. So, museums are the new hotspots for locals and travelers alike. Will the trend last? Who knows? But with immersive storytelling, experimental exhibitions, and hyper-local engagement, it looks like the trend may be a lasting one. So, if you're in Korea, go check out one of these museums. But for now, check out a song or two. First up, we have Kim Museum with 281.31 kilometers. And then we have BB with Blue Bird, 행복에게. Your two cents. That's right. You know, here at KPC, we are always tuned into what you guys want to hear, what stories you guys love, and of course, we today want to hear your fun answers to a weekly question that is posted on our gram every Friday, and this is a chance for you guys to win a prize, so you don't want to miss out. And our weekly Y2C question this week was, what was the best dessert or snack you've recently had? Now, you might have heard the whole Dubai chewy cookie craze in Korea, which I did not get into. I had it once, and I was like, okay, it's okay. But you guys know, I do not like marshmallows. It is one of my, ugh. And I know a lot of fans, too. They've been trying to give me gifts with marshmallows in them. And I just guess a lot of people didn't know that I didn't like marshmallows. I don't like marshmallows. Like, I never liked s'mores growing up. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why people like marshmallows so much. I don't like marshmallows in my hot chocolate. Ugh. I don't like marshmallows in my cereal. But the Dubai Chewy cookie thingy was a huge hit. So for you guys who love it, I'm not saying you can't love it. It's just my personal thing. I'm not into it. I love Dubai chocolates, but not the chewy cookie. But yes, I want to know, what is your favorite dessert or snack? So we're going to get right into it. Satej Karindikar from the Book of Faces. Pistachio Kunafa Brownie. Crispy golden kunafa on top, rich fudgy brownie at the bottom, and a creamy pistachio layer in between. The first bite was crunchy. Mmm. The second bite was chocolate heaven. Yum. And by the third bite, I was emotionally attached. This sounds better than a relationship. It's not just chewy, it's crunchy, plus gooey, plus nutty, plus dramatic. Basically a K-drama in dessert form. That is well put. The fact that you said K-drama in dessert form, yes. This sounds like a movie critic wrote this just now. Sounds very good. Although, you know, we got to get something new, guys. We have been eating too much pistachio and chocolates. And that's why the pistachios are going up in price like crazy. But if you do want affordable pistachios, guys, I recently was at the Big C, you know, market, you know, the big one that's like in a big container store. And they do have a lot of it at a decent price, I guess, where the size of the bags they're selling them in. So if you are looking, why am I telling you this? I should not be telling anybody this so I can keep getting them. I just ruined pistachios for myself. I bought like 2 bags the other day for like friends who come over. Don't go there, guys. They ran out. Anyways, we have a great song for you guys right now. This is Aespa with Drama. All right, that was Espa with Drama. Yes, and there's a lot of drama in the world. And like I said before the song, they ran out of pistachios in all stores. So guys, don't even look for them. They're only selling them to me. Just letting you know. Anyways, this is from Saran Trivs from the Book of Faces. Elanir Payasam, or tender coconut kheer, is a popular creamy South Indian dessert made from tender coconut pulp, coconut milk, and reduced milk. Now, it is a chilled, refreshing dish often prepared for special occasions, festivals, or during the summer to help cool the body. I want to try this. I love coconut. Like, even like a coconut cream beverage. This is why I like pina coladas. You know, you got a little bit of coconut flavor in there with pineapple, or a chocolate, not macaroons, but macaroons. You know the difference? One's a macaroon, one's a macaroon. Growing up during the Christmas season in Jersey, there was a candy shop that used to sell macaroons. And they would make these really delicious macaroons. And what they are basically is like shaved or, I guess, shredded coconut. And it's just like in a round shape, almost like a, looks like the size of a scone, not a scone, but like a macaroon size. But the sweetness of it with the coconut flavor, it's just something I used to love as a kid growing up. And they're not really popular in Korea. I mean, I know some places that sell it in Korea during the holiday season, but I would just love it. And I know I shouldn't have. You should maybe at most eat like two or three at most. You know, you should, they recommend like one or two at the most, but I would sit there as a kid and eat like seven or eight at a time. I used to love them. So now I'm curious about this flavor. Coconut cream? Coconut pulp? Coconut milk? So curious. I hope one day I can try one of these. Now moving on, we have one from Ashok Kansal 57. Recently, I attended a marriage ceremony in our residential society where I enjoyed eating a delicious sweet dessert called Malpua. Malpua is a winter favorite in India, and it's also my favorite. The crispy, sweet, and syrupy goodness is perfect for the cold weather. It is served with rabdi, creamy milk dessert, or ice cream for an extra sweet kick. I think Indian Malpua is similar to Korean hotteok, Korean sweet pancakes. Both are sweet, crispy pancakes with sweet fillings or toppings. Oof, hotteok is really good too. That's a weakness of mine in Korea too during the wintertime. I love a crispy hotteok. Like, actually no. Crispy hotteok's a little dry for me. I like it greasy and chewy. And then the cinnamony filling inside to be really sweet. But now I feel like I want, if anybody who makes hotteok out there can make like a fusion one, make one with coconut. Like coconut flakes on the outside. It doesn't even have to be like the full thing covered in coconut. Maybe like panban kind of style, like have half of it like coconut flakes or coconut cream filling. Oh! Yo, I think I just, wow, went to heaven right now thinking about that. That would be delicious. Coconut cream filled hotteok. I should make that and call it the Brian hotteok. Yeah. Sounds so good. Right now, I'm going to fantasize about eating a coconut cream, coconut flaky hotteok. Wow, these songs go out. We got TXT with Sugar Rush Ride, and then Hyo featuring Loopy and Soyeon of Idol with Dessert. All right, that was Hyo with Dessert. And now we're going to move on to more of your quirky answers, creative answers, before we end this segment and, of course, announce a winner, so don't go anywhere. We have one from at Athma Madassery. I recently had Paripu Payasam. Never heard of this dessert. And it's a creamy South Indian dessert made primarily from roasted yellow mung dal, which is Cheru Payar Paripu. Never had any of this food before. That's why it's hard for me to pronounce these words. So forgive me. jaggery and coconut milk. My sister-in-law brought it to us. Her mother is running a successful food stall selling varieties of payasam. It was yummy. Stay sweet and kind, everyone. Amen to that. Yes. Spread love. It is not difficult to spread love. It is not difficult to spread kindness, y'all. You know? And spread humor, too. You know, make people laugh. That's very important. All right. And we have the last one from Aparna Chatterjee from the Book of Faces. I recently heard about the Dubai chewy chocolate trend in Korea and how fast food crazes come and go. If I have to choose a dessert that could be the next big hit, I would say gulab jamun from Haldiram's. It's soft, melt-in-your-mouth texture soaked in fragrant sugar syrup makes every bite unforgettable. Warm and juicy, it feels like a celebration in every spoonful. Another favorite of mine is creamy chocolate brownies topped with vanilla ice cream. Ooh, I love that. But I don't like brownies with walnuts in them. Ugh. Simple, but always a crowd puller. Trends may fade, but truly delicious desserts stay in our hearts. So when I was a kid, and even after I graduated high school and moved to Korea, I would always miss this one place in New Jersey. It was called Friendly's, which I don't think exists anymore. And they had this brownie with vanilla ice cream on top. And the brownie was filled, it was a soft, warm brownie filled with Oreo cookies. And they top it with vanilla ice cream with hot fudge and caramel. And it was so good. So every time I would go back to New Jersey, I would always take my cousins and myself. We'd always go there. Like the food was kind of like, eh, you know, it's just diner food. But that dessert was something I'd always go for. If you think about it, it's not hard to make. If you know how to make brownies, just add Oreos to it when you're baking it. But something about it, the high corn syrup, fructose, high sugar, high syrupy, high fat calorie count, whatever you want to call it. It was just so good. It hit the spot. And every single time you took a bite, it just really hit the spot. And I miss it. That's one dessert I will always keep in my heart and my memories. My favorite stress-relieving dessert. Ugh, I could use it right now. Anyways, I'm going to wrap up the segment with a song from Day 6. It's called Sweet Chaos. And don't go anywhere. We still have a winner to announce. All right, that was Day 6 with Sweet Chaos, and now it's time to announce today's winner, and today's winner for our weekly Y2C is... Saran Troves from the Book of Faces! If that is you and you're tuning in, please let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. But don't forget to include your ID, gram handle, or email address, and the date that you've won, so it can find you and send you that prize. And remember, you can always find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Score your mouse at our purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you're going to see K-Pop Connection in a list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you're going to see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And now, we got a song break for y'all. Two songs, in fact. 보혜사, 볼빨간 사춘기 with Love Story, and then Lucy with Flowering 개화. Well, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we have a song by NCT JNJM with Both Sides. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now!